Rebels and Congo's armed forces on Monday battled for control of key towns in North Kivu province. Congo's army attacked the rebel stronghold of Mushake, a UN military spokesman said. Major Vivek Goyal spoke to VOA by phone from Goma, the capital of North Kivu province.
At morning 5:30, the government troops launched their operations against Kunda loyalists in the area of Mushake. They have used their artillery and also their attack captors have flown.
Congolese army officials were not available for comment. Rebels said the attack on Mushake was expected but did not offer further details on the fighting. Rene Abandi, a spokesman for Nukunda, said the rebels had captured the Congolese army's garrison town of Nyanzali late Sunday.
From that day, they used to shell our positions, but it was necessary to destroy this base because they were attacking us from there.
The United Nations mission in Congo said it could not confirm whether Nyanzali had been taken by the rebels. Nukunda says he is trying to protect Congo's ethnic Tutsi population from attacks by Hutu militias, known as the Democratic Force for the Liberation of Rwanda. The group has links to the perpetrators of Rwanda's 1994 genocide. But many observers and analysts say Nukunda has done more harm than good. Nearly 400,000 people have been displaced by fighting since late last year. Incidents of sexual violence against women and recruitment of children into armed groups are skyrocketing. The U.S. State Department announced that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will travel to the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa next week for meetings on the conflicts in Congo, Somalia, and Sudan. The United States has urged Nukunda to surrender and go into exile to avoid further bloodshed. But Nukunda spokesman Abandi told VOA that Nukunda has no intention of surrendering. Noel King for VOA News, Kigali.